It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
And with that, we welcome you to Springfield, Missouri. We're on the campus of Evangel University, where tonight, for the final time, the Benedictine Ravens are going to be hosted by the Evangel Valor. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is so good to have you along with us here tonight. It is cold. It's snowy. Might even be a little icy outside, but say what? Warming up here in the gym in the Lady Ravens. They're going to look to make up for an earlier loss to Evangel back in Atchison on the 11th of January. It was a 70-57 Evangel win in that one. Benedictine thinks they can't even the score here tonight. That said, PA guys out here introducing starters. Let me do that. For Evangel, second season head coach Preston Beverly. The Valor will be starting Micah Clayton, a 6-foot sophomore from Tulsa out of Southwest Baptist University. 5-foot 7-inch sophomore Lexi Berry from Bolivar, Missouri. Out of Farmington, Arkansas, a 5'9 senior Alexis Roach. Jazzy Kirby is a 5'8 sophomore from Republic, Missouri. And rounding it out of Mays, Kansas, Mays High School, Alexis Kaufman. She's a 5-foot 11-inch senior. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, in 21 season, head coach Chad Bolson. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson out of Eisenhower High and Goddard. She's 5'6 sophomore. Riley Wade from Olathe. She's a junior at 5'9. A 6'1 sophomore. Jennifer Jacobs from Capelin, Mount Carmel. Aaliyah Raines is a Jeff West grad, a 5'8 senior. And running it out at the 5, at 6'3, the junior from Mustang, Oklahoma, is Kyra Misuraka. So for Benedictine, it will be Nicholson, Wade, Jacobs, Raines, and Misuraka. And for Evangel, it is going to be Clayton with Barry, Roach, Kirby, and Compton. And as we get that done, the ball goes up at the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Evangel, and we are underway. The Valor in their home white with Maroon. And the ball is batted into the middle and reaching around. We're going to have a whistle and a foul on Kyra. So 16 seconds into the ball game, Kyra Misuraka will have her first foul tonight. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Evangel putting it a play down to the baseline. It'll be Lexi Berry bringing it in. Slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Nicholson. Matter of fact, they couldn't throw another log on the fire in this building. Just saying. 9:42 to go in the opening quarter. Evangel with the initial possession of the game. Backing away with the basketball is going to be Jazzy. Kirby kicks it over to the right side to Roach. She's thinking about three, does it, brings it up on Tom. Shot clocks at 8. They drive to the left side. The shot blocked by Kyra. Benedictine's going to rebound it down, and here comes the Lady Ravens. Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. Lobs it off on Tom. They'll dump it over to the left side to Riley Wade. Back out of guns. Driving in. Left side. Reins in. Up. Blocked. Three batting back down. Evangel. And stolen back by Nicholson. Kennedy. Topside. Kyra. Feeds left. Underneath. Crossover. Layup. Good. The bucket by Aaliyah Reins and Benedictine is broken out on top of 2-0. We are a minute into the opening quarter. Women's college basketball here this evening on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. I like to slip a couple of those in extra goods. I'm just, you know, like banking them. Here's an offensive foul off the ball against Evangel. Going to be on Alexis Gosman. Coffin coming up the court, pleading her case to the official down the floor on the near side. Let's give you a little geography. What do you say? We are at the scorer's table. Well, actually, the media table across the floor from the scorer's table, right on the floor. I mean, I can literally reach out and put my toe in play. So we're very, very close. Here's a three for Kennedy. Too strong. And a rebound. Going to be saved in by Evangel. Here they come up court with him. Barry. Lexi feeds to the left side. All alone. The layup is good. Coffin tying the game at 2. 8:20 to go in the first. Benedictine's going to bring it in. Deal with the full court pressure. Reins gets it. Mr. Rocca goes over to the right side for Nicholson, and that was a crazy pass. It was high, and it was long, and it was well out of reach. It's going to come back and play for Evangel into the backcourt. Same what we're seeing here tonight also on a sideline, something that you just don't see much of anymore. Two head coaches in suits. How about that? 8 minutes ago in the opening quarter, 2-2 game. In the lane, twisting, turning, traveling, and they're going to call a foul on Benedictine. Taking a couple of steps, no travel whistle, but then as the defender reached in, it was a silly foul probably by Aaliyah Reins, her first. And at the free throw line, coming up here for Evangel will be Alexis Roach. Looking for her first point of the game. She's going to get it in Evangel. Leads for the first time tonight at 3-2. One more shot coming up for Alexis. Right-hander knocks them both in. So Roach has two. It is a 4-2 Evangel lead. The Valor in game two here of a three-game homestand, which will conclude on Saturday. Benedictine, of course, we're going to be home with the Lady Ravens and the guys on Saturday. Mount Mercy coming to the Nolan. Noon tip-off for the ladies and the guys at 2. Little hook shot in the middle by Kyra's up and in. Miss Chiraca ties the game at 4. 7.5 to play in the first. Here's a feed down to the baseline. Nobody was there. The pass from Jazzy Kirby. She thought she was kicking it down at the baseline to Lexi Berry, but Lexi wasn't around. And the ball gets away and goes out of bounds. Here come the Ravens. Over to the left side with it. Quickly reins into the forecourt. She'll dish it off down low. Picked up by Kyra. She's pushed backward. Tries to throw it in. Falling down. Cannot, but she's come to the line for 2. That is going to be the first foul tonight on Jazzy. So, Kirby with her first foul. Each team has committed 2. And Kyra Misuraca at the free throw line. The first one rolls around and in. Kyra Benedictine, 6'3" sophomore from Oklahoma. Knee bend, second shot, gets them both. BC back in front at 6-4, 7:17 to play in the first, and the upcourt pass going to be launched into the Benedictine bench. I'm going to say the Ravens got a hand on it, apparently so. Evangel putting it in play from the far side. Putting it in is going to be Alexis Coffin. Back out on top, they're going to come Kirby. Swings it over to the left side. Roach. They work the perimeter against BC here. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Shot clock at 9. The feed into the middle, underneath the rim, reaching in, and are we getting a foul? Oh, maybe they're going to call a jump ball inside, but we're going to get a second foul on Kyra. So she's in trouble with 6:55 to go in the first quarter. And Benedictine really not want to see her leave the game, even though that right hand is still heavily bandaged. But she is out, and the shot goes up at the baseline. No good. Rebound, Benedictine. Lady Ravens coming into the ballgame with 6'1 freshman Grace Dixon. Grace out of Manhattan, Kansas. BC out on top with it. Step into the right side. Driving in. Kennedy shoots it up off the window and it's going to call an offensive foul. So each team has been victimized by a couple of player control fouls already. We've got a long way to go in this game. 6:36 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 6-4 Benedictine lead. That foul, by the way, the first on Kennedy Nicholson. Benedictine's fourth opening quarter foul. So from here on, Evangio is shooting free throws for the last 6.5 minutes of the first quarter. In the lane, falling away, turnaround shot good. Micah Clayton for two. We're even again now at a half a dozen apiece. 6:15 to go and rolling along in the opening quarter. Nicholson takes it down the right side, goes across. Jacobs goes in, pushes off, and we're going to get another offensive foul. That was a huge flop in the middle, and Jennifer Jacobs victimized by that. So Jacobs will have her first foul. The Evangio players, you get close to them, and they immediately just fly backwards, land on the back. And we've had the officials totally buying in. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Up court pass stolen by Benedictine. And just coming into the ballgame, Twyla Harris-Willow, the 5-foot, 10-inch senior. Twyla's going to have a lot of family here. Talking to her family over in Fayette the other night. Here at Evangio is the closest game for them to come and watch her. Here's a 3-point shot for the Ravens, up and no good. Grace rebounds, over to Twyla. Start to the baseline, brings it back out on top. The hook shot underneath, Dixon for two. Grace Dixon's first point. BC back in front by a pair at 8-6. And we're inside 5.5 to go in the first. Let's set that Raven 5 out there as it has changed with Twyla Harris-Willow is out there. You got Grace Dixon on the floor. Allie Kramer's back in the game. Staying in there is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. And Riley Wade is the fifth. In the lane, 13-footer, up and short, rebound, saved by Evangel, and an easy follow-up is going to be up and good, and Coughlin has her fourth point of the evening. Again, we're tied at 8. 4:50 to go in the first. Ravens down the floor. Out on top, Kennedy. She'll go 3. No. Long rebound is going to get away, out of bounds. It will be Evangel basketball. For the Valor, we're going to get multiple substitutions in the ball game. Coming in, we're going to see Gia Moore, a 6-foot junior. And also coming in very heavily bandaged right hand is going to be Sophie Sparks, the 5'5 senior from Fordland, Missouri. The ball is going to be stolen away by Riley Wade, and the official from over near the scorer's table is going to call a foul on Riley, and that will probably be putting it back towards the free throw line. 4:42 to go in the opening quarter. It is an 8-8 ball game. And back to the line once again is going to come Evangel. Going to take their time. Step up here. Free throw is good. So the first one is up and in. Kirby gets in. Eyes up the second one and gets it also. So give Kirby her first 2 points of the game. And Evangel is 4-4 at the free throw line and leads it 10-8. We see dealing with some pressure. Kramer gets it away to Harris-Willow. She'll come across the timeline, kicks it over to Rain. And they're going to call 10 seconds. That is. There was 18 on the shot clock. I'm sitting here running math. Anyway, here comes Evangel up court with it. 4:20 to go in the opening quarter. And now we're going to get an offensive foul off the basketball on Evangel. This one is going to be on Gia Moore. Mentioning Gia Moore a minute ago, a 6-foot junior from East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. She's a transfer from St. Peter's University. BC still having a difficulty getting in the forecourt. Now they do. Right side is going to be Dixon. Out on top of guns. Here's Reigns. She's going 3. Yes! 3-point shot, Aaliyah Range. She's got 5, and Benedictine goes in front at 11-10. We're at 4 minutes to go now in the opening quarter. Little turnaround shot on the left side of the lane is up no good. Range rebounds it down. Benedictine taking it the other way. BC will launch down the left side. Kramer spins in, turns, shoots it off the window, but rolls around, no good. Rebound is on the floor, and fighting for it. Still loose on the floor. Followed up by Twyla. Can't get it. Out of bounds, Raven ball. Evangel, as you hear the horn in the background, going to the bench. And into the game now is going to come Sadie Chisholm. She's a 5'4" senior from Hartville, Missouri. So we have probably seen, 18 players in this game so far. Here's the ball batted away and stolen. Chisholm's bringing it up the floor for Evangel. There's a great charge taken by Rain. Wow, she got down court, planted herself, and you know she had to be gritting her teeth a little bit knowing that that was coming. That is going to be the first foul for Sophie Sparks. Both teams shooting free throws from here out. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by 1. It's 11-10. Top side with it. The feet underneath. The little reverse layup. No. Not enough on the shot. And Benedictine can't get it to ball. Michaela Bauman taking the shot. And now we have a whistle beneath the goal. And let's see where this foul is going to go. Let's walk into the other end of the court. So it is going to be on the Lady Ravens. Beneath their goal. So we're going to walk the 90 feet to the other end of the floor. And Evangel is going to put... Who's they going to have up there? Is that Lila? It looks like Lila Watson. She'll put up the first free throw. No. One more shot coming for the freshman. It remains 11-10 Benedict in a 3:20 to go. Opening quarter. Second free throw ties the game. We're down in Springfield, Missouri. Depot's our country down here. Last time these two teams are ever going to see each other, as Evangel has abandoned the Heart of America Athletic Conference looking for greener pastures and more success elsewhere. Here's the drive. Kramer feeds underneath, spinning around. The shot off the glass and good. The bucket for Grace Dixon, and she's got 4. 13-11 Benedictine. We go inside 3 to play in the first. That's a little group of Raven fans across the way showing up tonight. Pass comes off on top for Evangel. Chisholm has the ball. Comes off a screen. Brings around to the right side. Now kicks it down low. Underneath the goal. A shot batted away. And we get a travel. We're going to have a Benedictine foul. Apparently, we're going to have a Lady Raven foul. This will be the first of the game by Grace Dixon. Coming to the line, it's going to be Gia Moore. Mentioned Gia, a 6-foot junior. With a long, long ponytail. Moore takes her time, spins the ball a couple of times, sends it up, and after all that, it does not go in. She'll have another shot, however. Let's see how the second one goes. It is on its way, and she'll get it to roll in. Moore hits her first point of the game. Lady Ravens leading it by 1 at 13-12. 2:40 to play in the opening quarter. Benedictine really having difficulty with this advantage of pressure. They'll break it on the pass. Goes left side to Michaela. Out on top, JJ. She'll go in, change hands, lay it up, and miss it. Gets her own rebound. On the floor one time. Fodding away. Up and in. +1 for Jennifer Jacobs. Out in the bucket. The foul is going to be on Sophie Sparks. She will have collected her second in the opening quarter. And an opportunity at a conventional 3 for Jennifer Jacobs. Coming into the game tonight, Evangel is 9-7 in the conference, 10-11 overall. Benedictine at 4-12 in the conference and 7-15. The free throw in, out, and then back out again. Not going to go. 15-12, Lady Ravens at 2:20 to go. Now the ball's going to be stolen by Rain. Here she comes up the court. Lay a range, so it's bring it to the top and stop, and the official standing right beside her calls to travel. We're at 2:12 to go, opening quarter. there's been a lot of up and down, a lot of action, a lot of whistles. Of course, what we have on hand is a lot of points. It is 15-12, and we've got 2 minutes to go in the first. Upside with it. Evangel drives right, shoots it, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out, and it's going to be knocked free by Keon Herrera, picked up by Nicholson. Herrera, top side, over to the left, it goes to Bauman. In the middle, that's Jennifer. Jacobs brings it, Michaela. Ravens are working to the right side with a minute 40 to go. Opening quarter. Jacobs, looking in, no room, brings it back out. Nicholson, she'll drive left, tries to go into the lane, gets hard body check, no foul. Now with six on the shot clock, it's Jacobs, twisting, turning, feeds underneath, backdoor shot, good! Jacobs, the assist, two for Aaliyah Raines. Raines has seven already, and it's 17-12 of Benedictine with a minute 20 to go, opening quarter. Back out top side with it. Here's the baseline. Jump shot up, no good. Rebound. Jacobs clears it down. She'll get it over to Nicholson and Benedictine. Coming up the floor. 1 minute to go in the opening quarter. Lady Raymond down the left side in front of the benches. Feed to the free throw line. Jacobs twisting, turning. It has the ball below her waist. It's going to be reached in and stolen away. Coming up with the basketball is Gia Moore. Moore comes down the floor, stumbles. And apparently they're going to call a Benedictine foul. I thought Moore had just lost her balance a little bit and had clumsily fallen to the floor. So Moore's coming to the free throw line. Every other player is going to get substituted for Evangel and Coach Beverly. Couple of free throws here. Gia puts this one up, but not in. Gia is one of three at the free throw line tonight with 1 point in the game, and we've got 53 seconds left in the first. And she spins the ball on the free hand and will put her second one in. 17-13. Benedictine's lead is cut to four at 53 seconds left in the first. Nicholson coming up the floor. Lady Ravens get past across the timeline. Jacobs launches it out on top. Now deep to the right edge. Back out on top to Nicholson. She'll drive in. Dumps it over to JJ. Back to Kennedy. Falling away. It's Dusab. Rebound, Evangel. 37 seconds left in the first. Coming down with it. Going to be the Valor. Over to the left side is Patton. Just in the game. Back out on top. Evangel works the outside. Now tries to drive in. Doubled up in the middle. Launched back out on top again to Kirby. She'll go inside, underhand shot, rolls up and in for Kirby. Jazzy has four. 17-15. And with 12 seconds to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine will get the final shot of the first. Here's a long pass, and Jacobs gets pushed and shoved and bumped, and he's going to go out of bounds off a big zero, Micah Clayton. Clayton is 6 foot, sophomore from Tulsa. Four seconds to play in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens are going to have to get a shot off in a hurry. It comes into the baseline. Kennedy. Back it goes. The shot. Kramer way short. Rebound. Bauman. And she goes up. Did she not get fouled? They're not going to say so. The opening quarter has drawn to a conclusion. It's been wild. We'll be back in. Bring it a second. After one here in Springfield, it is Benedictine 17, Valor 15.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here in the Ashcroft. Quick look at the opening quarter statistics as they bring them down the line. Benedictine, 6 of 16 shooting the ball, a 37% clip, and 1 of 5 three-point shooting. For Evangel, they are 4 of 10, 40%, have not taken a three-point shot tonight, but the free throw line is a huge difference. BC is 2 out of 3, but Evangel, 7 of 10. Evangel's outscored Benedictine by 5 in one quarter at the free throw line. Lady Ravens got to bring it in. And as they do, the second quarter is underway. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here in the Ashcroft Center on the Evangel campus in Springfield, Missouri. BC with a basketball. Work around to the right side. Feed into Kyra. Back in the game. The long baseline two is the air ball. Way off the mark. Rebound to Lady Ravens. The shot clock is still rolling. It's at 7. The feed to Kyra. She's got to get a shot away. Turns. Puts it up with the left hand. Far too soft. And rebounds out of play. They're going to say off Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the half. Evangel's inbound pass is going to be slapped away for a moment nicely by Allie Kramer. Evangel picks it up. BC's pressured a little bit on the upcourt. Now the feed down the floor, and there's absolutely no one there defending Jazzy Kirby, who lays it in and ties the game at 17. 9:10 to go. First half. And Benedictine is going to make a switch. Herrera coming out of the game, and Coach Holstom having a deep heart-to-heart conversation with her. Twyla's going to come back in. Twyla starts to bring the ball up, gets to Nicholson. Ravens having trouble getting it across midcourt. Bonnie Will, Miss Chiraca, steps way up high to take the upcourt pass. Here's Kramer, feet to Kyra. Beautiful move in the middle, and all alone, Miss Chiraca for two. It is 19-17, Benedictine at 8:50 to go, opening quarter. The feed underneath, shot missing. Rebound to go down is going to be Karis Quillo. BC up floor with a basketball. Allie Kramer takes it across, heels at the center circle, works way over to the right side, gets it there to Allie. Driving right, Kyra kicks it back out on top. Into the middle, the kick left, the three-point shot, daggers. Three for Kennedy Nicholson, and she is on the board. And that is all that Coach Beverly needs to see. He's going to take a timeout. Joseph, I think we should also. We've got 8:22 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys coming up next.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Hey, we welcome you back to Springfield, Missouri. A quick 17-foot jump shot is going to be up and good for Evangel Micah Clayton as they come out of the timeout. Cuts the Benedictine lead to 22-19. Welcome back, everybody. Benedictine, a moment ago, leading by 5. They led by 5 twice so far tonight. Here's Nicholson from the right baseline this time, and that one is good. Kennedy Nicholson. 25-19. Now the Ravens with their largest advantage of the evening. And 7.5 to play first half. Skip pass into the lane. 12-footer good. Micah Clayton wide, wide open. And all these players in the middle are doing getting free and get some good, good looks at the rim. 25-21. Ravens top side. Here's Allie for three. Nope. And a rebound underneath Evangel. Alexis Roach comes up with it. Kicks it down the court to Lexi Berry. Brings it back out on top. It's going to be stolen by Briley Wade. BC back up the floor with 7 minutes to go in the half. Coach Folsom quickly is going to bring Grace Dixon back into the game for the first opportunity. Top side is Kyra with the basketball. With her back to the rim, hands it back over to Wade. 12 on the shot clock. Briley works toward the baseline. Back door to Kyra. It's going to be batted away from her. And Kyra, I'm not sure she's okay. She's just standing at the other end of the court, not moving. She's going to come out of this game, and the ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Kyra, Miss Chiraca, is not well. 6.5 to go. Coach Folsom's coming all the way out to midcourt to help her off the floor. She's limping, and she's just not right. Hope that she's okay and see if there's somebody here who can help give her attention. Here's a jump shot from the top. It's going to be up and a long two for Micah Clayton. Clayton having a big second quarter. Raven Lee trimmed to two now at 25-23. 6:25 to go in the PCL. That pass thrown away again. The Evangel pressure has been the difference for them. Here's the baseline. The shot is up missing. Rebounding it down, Jacobs. Jennifer gets it away to Nicholson. Kennedy up the floor. One hand push pass. On the left side, it's going to be Rain. She'll go to the baseline. Have it knocked away. Stolen by Evangel. They'll race into the floor court. Kirby hands the ball up top side. 5:55 to go in the half. Benedictine hanging on to the two-point lead at 25-23. Quickly over to the right side. The feed underneath. The ball is going to get away, get out of bounds, and it is going to be coming back. And we're going to get, yep, Coach Bolson going to take a timeout as the ball goes out of play. Joseph is enjoying it at 5:45 to go in the half in Springfield. It remains Benedictine 25. Valor 23.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
It's so great to have you with us here. College basketball on a Wednesday night in February. Can you believe February? Welcome back, everybody. Benedictine coming out of the timeout. Bringing the ball up court. They lead by a pair at 25-23. Here's Kennedy Nicholson. Feeds to the free throw line. Gets it there to Dixon. Now down the baseline right. Jacobs, four on the shot clock. Kennedy gets it out on top range. She's not going to get a shot away. Benedictine absolutely paying no attention to their time management. Not even, I think, looking at the rim to get a shot away. Unfortunate for the Lady Ravens, too. Not gotten something out of that possession. We're 5:11 to go in the first half. And again, Evangel will walk it up the floor, skip pass, goes to the top of the key with the ball up there. Their turnaround shot is going to be up and good. Putting that thing in is going to be Accord. And Peyton Accord has her first points tonight. We're tied at 25. So that means a 6-0 run underway for Evangel. 4:40 to go, opening half. Benedictine for the baseline. Range shot well short. Rebounded underneath nicely for Benedictine by Michaela Bauman. And the shot from the top, Kennedy for three. Third three in the second quarter for Kennedy Nicholson. It's 28-25. Benedictine at 4:20 to go in the half. Fowler goes right side. They're thinking about a three of their own. Now Accord will go baseline. Twisting, turning, lost the ball, chased it down, picks it up. Shot's going to be deflected. They're going to call a travel. Probably a delayed travel. A travel should have probably come a little earlier when Accord had the ball and they didn't get that call made, so they made it with Gia Moore. At any rate, Benedictine coming up the floor with it. Here's a fast break. Kennedy drives and shoots and puts it in. Nicholson with a coast-to-coast drive. 11 in the quarter for Kennedy. Here's a three left side. Rattles home. Lila Watson for three. We're seeing some points coming up now. It is 30-28. 3:40 to go. First half. Benedictine's up court pass is batted free. Stolen away. Peyton Accord comes over the ball. She'll dump it over to the right side. That's got to be Jazzy with it. Kirby will go into the lane. Dump it back behind her. 17-foot shot straight away. Good. That bucket is going to be in by GM Moore. And as her first field goal of the game, she's got four. And it's 30-30. 3:20 to go in the half. BC with the basketball right side. Jacobs dishes it into the corner. Bauman beats underneath to Jacobs. Loses the handle on it. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And the Ravens with another turnover. If I'm just Benedict, then he's been flanked by way too many turnovers. 13, okay, for Benedictine. 10 already for Evangel. So with over 3 minutes to go in the first half, these two teams have combined for nearly 25 turnovers. Remarkable numbers. Fowler coming up the floor with it. Sparks picks it across. Works away to the left side against Kramer. Back off on top, it goes Roach. He's way out near the center circle. BC and a player defense. Now the switch. The feet in the middle. Accord spins and turns and shoots and scores with the left hand. Peyton Accord has four. And Evangel goes in front for the first time in a long time at 32-30. 2:40 to play in the first half. Ravens go right side. Twyla. Baseline range. She'll go in. Puts a Wolf Ray circus shot up and through. Reigns with the bucket, ties the game at 32. And now Benedict coming up with a steal. It's Twyla. She'll steal the basketball. Outlet to right side. Wade beats it down low and throws it right into the hands of a defender. Tries to steal it back and, of course, picks up a foul. You just see it so often. You try to make up for that mistake. We talk about it all the time. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the first half. Benedictine is going to bring Mr. Rocca back in. Whatever her ailment was, seems to have subsided right now. Evangel is going to bring Connor Patton into the game. Connor is a 5'8 junior from Blue Eye, Missouri. 2 minutes left in the half as the Fowler coming into the forecourt. No skip pass right side, off the right block. The shot goes up. It's deflected by Mr. Rocca. Picked up by Benedictine. Alec Kramer into the forecourt. Crosses over, brings it back to the top. Dumps it over to the left side. Could be Riley Wade with it. She'll play off the screen. Wants the give and go. Can't do it. Goes left side. Kramer, 14 of the shot clock. Kramer goes to the baseline, but near the block. Stripped out of her hands and out of bounds. So for Benedictine, they'll be coming and playing at the baseline with a minute 36 to go and 11 on the shot clock here approaching halftime. Guys, game coming up after this one, so stay tuned. Out on top with it, going to be Rain. BC with the basketball. Kymer from 17. Yeah! Kymer missed Uraka. 34-32, Benedictine and a minute 20 to go in the half. Evangel. Right side, right in front of the Benedictine bench with the basketball. The Raven bench is across, straight across from here. They'll kick it back off on top to Sparks. She has the ball knocked out of her hands on the floor. Evangel's going to save it. Here's the uncontested three, and it is good for two. Make it a two for Micah Clayton. And we're tying again now at 34 with a minute to go and a half. BC up court, over to the right side. And as she gets the ball, turns, falls to the floor, and Allie Kramer will turn it over with the travel. Here comes Evangel, 49, 48 seconds left. Crazy numbers of turnovers by these two teams in the first half. Out on the right side with it, Fowler goes left, Clayton. Wing to Sparks. Out on top, Coffin. Nine on the shot clock. Coffin's pass batted away blindly, just throwing an arm out with the ball coming behind her. And Riley Wade, with the luck of the draw, knocks it to the ground and comes up with it. Shot clock's off. Benedict with the basketball. Tied at 34, 14, 13, 12 to go in the half. Shot clock's off. Back out on top, Rain. She'll start right. Pulls up the jumper. Way short. Rebound, Twyla. What a shot, Karis Willow! Quickly up the floor, but not close, and we are at halftime. With a shot just before the buzzer goes off, going to halftime by Twyla Karis Willow. Benedictine has taken a lead. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the break. Benedictine's Lady Raven 36, Evangel 34.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Acheson, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
I just got to process this, if you will. You're looking at the halftime numbers, okay? You're a Lady Raven fan, and you see that Evangel, in the first half, 56.5% of their shots, 50% of their three-point shots, 7 to 10 at the free throw line. Benedictine has turned it over 15 times in the first half. You got to think you're in some trouble, right? Well, for Benedictine, they have put numbers on the board of their own and lead at halftime 36-34. A quick recap of the opening half scoring. For Evangel, double digits for Micah Clayton with 10. Half a dozen in the first half for Jazzy Kirby. Bunch of players with 4. Lila Watson, Alexis Coffin, GM Moore, and Peyton Accord. 2 in the first half for Alexis Roach. For Benedictine, the leading scorer in a ball game is Kennedy Nicholson with 11. She got all of them in the second quarter. Aaliyah Raines has 9. Kyra Misuraca, 8. 4 in the half for Grace Dixon, and both Jennifer Jacobs and Twyla Karras-Willow, each with 2. Fouls? Really not a huge deal. Evangel has Sparks with 2, and Benedictine Misuraca with 2. Also for Benedictine, you've got Riley Wade and Jennifer Jacobs with 2 apiece. So, there you have it. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, around 7:30 at the conclusion of the ladies' game, we have men's college basketball here on K-Radio. Benedictine at Evangel. That said, it's going to be time for a little bit of a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the ladies' game live and then the guys' game. But right now with your intermission score, Benedictine 36, Evangel 34. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the K-Radio Sports Studio with a halftime-worthy performance.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Acheson.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Acheson.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're being Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road taking on Evangel. We will be returning to the women's game shortly. We will also have the men's game coming up a little bit later this evening with a scheduled tip of about 7:30. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 in the evening on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as Marhill Mount Academy is on the road taking on JCN. Join us for the girls' room game at 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday, we've had a scheduling change. The Benedictine Ravens will be hosting Mount Mercy starting at high noon with the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference for the women's basketball scores as I have them.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Out in Baldwin City, Kansas, Park and Baker are meeting up right now, and at the half, Baker is leading 32 to Park's 30. Mount Mercy and Graceland are in play as well at the half. Mount Mercy is sitting at 28 points, with the Graceland ladies sitting at 25. Grandview is trailing Central Methodist with the score of Central Methodist 35, Grandview 28. In the William Penn Peru State game, William Penn is on top at 27 points to Peru State. State's 24 at the half. Clark and Culver Stockton are meeting up in Canton, Missouri. Clark is sitting at 35 points to Culver Stockton's 22. And in the Missouri Valley Mid-America Nazarene game, Mid-America Nazarene at the half is leading Missouri Valley 35-28. In this game, we've got Benedictine on top at 36 points to Evangel's 34. I'll be back in just a moment.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Again, I do want to remind you and stress, that the Benedictine game this weekend, the games against Mount Mercy, where the Ravens are playing host to Mount Mercy, have been rescheduled. Again, the start time for the women's game will be high noon this Saturday, with the men taking to the court at 2 p.m. We're going to take a real good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 18. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 41. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 10 above. Ample sunshine expected Friday, with daytime highs approaching 32. 52 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 33.4 degrees Fahrenheit up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The winds are out of the southwest at about 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 45%. Barometric pressure is declining at 30.22 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 14 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill, the current feels like temperature out there, is 33. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome you back to the Ashcroft Center here on the campus of Evangel in Springfield, Missouri. Halftime of the ladies' game finds Benedictine leading 36-34. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering. He's the guy in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, well done, young man. Tom Counts with you here courtside. They are building right across the street to the west of the Ashcroft Center. They're building a new facility, a new some kind of a big building. I see signs up, and they bulldozed off the whole hilltop over here, so something new is being added. I'm wondering if it's going to be like the Mid-America football media facility, and they like have an imploding of this place. I'm not sure what the future of the Ashcroft Center is here at Evangel. Be interested to see, but we'll never see it, because again, with Evangel abandoning the conference, and they will not be on Benedictine's schedule for at least the next 5 years. That all said, Lady Ravens with a great first half from Kennedy Nicholson. 11 first half points on the range with 9. Kennedy was 3 of 5 from the outside on her way to those 11 points. And for Benedictine, let's be very candid, 36 points at halftime, that's a pretty good number. I mean, that's got you on a 72 pace for the Lady Ravens, 72. Well beyond what we are seeing from them, putting points on the board-wise. Valor won their game Wednesday night against Baker in apparently in thrilling fashion, 64-63 in that game, and it was when it just pretty much came right down to the wire. And down to the final shot for Benedictson and Evangel. This is the 70th time, all time, that they have matched up. Evangel leads the series 37-32. So, again, the Baker win by Evangel. Micah Clayton hit a couple of free throws in the last few seconds of the game, and then Evangel was able to hold them off the limit by one. Alexis Roach is the leading scorer for the Valor, averaging 10.4 per game. And here at halftime, she has only two. So we'll see how that all comes out. That said, you heard the whistle. They put the ball in play right in front of us. Evangel will have it going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. We're back underway. In the lane, the turnaround hook shot in and out. No good. Rebound on the floor, rolling around, and it is going to get away and out of bounds. It will come back to Dixon. 9:40 to go in the third quarter. And for the Lady Ravens, their first opportunity with the basketball here in the second half. Long cross court over to the baseline left. Riley Wade will step in. Bucket steps. Stands on the line right beside us here. And Benedictine will turn it over with each team has, in fact, turned it over with their first possession of the second half. Fowler walks up the floor, and that is Micah Clayton. 9:20 to go in the third. Thompson with the basketball is going to be Coffin. Over to the left side to Ferry. Back out on top, Clayton. She'll put up the long shot, misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Kennedy. Nicholson coming up the floor, backpedaling in front of her, providing Evangel defense is going to be Alexis Roach. BC comes right side, skips it down low. Jacobs has it in the corner. BC right side to Kyra, comes out on top. Three-point shot. Kennedy for another one. Kennedy Nicholson, 14 points. And it's down. 39-34. 8:40 to go in the third. Evangel looking for its first point of the second half, and we'll get it right here on a shot off the window by Alexis Roach, and she has four. 39-36, Benedictine. 8:27 to go, third quarter. Ravens still with it in the backcourt. Riley Wade throws it away, picked back up. Evangel, easy two more. Wade with an unnecessary turnover. Lexi Berry gets her first point. 39-38. 8:10 to play in the third. The driving shot underneath is going to miss by Riley Wade. And in an effort at the rebound, we're going to get a jump ball. We will. And possession, BC. 8 minutes to go in the third. Benedictine hanging on to the single-digit lead. They have led by as many as six in the game, by as many as five here in the second half. It comes into Jennifer Jacobs out on top. Leah Raines, and a big collision puts Jacobs on the ground. And Evangel is going to be called for a foul. It will be on Micah Clayton, her first tonight. First foul on Clayton, first foul of the second half by either team. It's 7:55 to go in the third. BC still looking to bring it in, and they're going to come out on top. Aaliyah Raines. Raines looks to the middle, and Jacobs on top. Jacobs lays it back behind her. Riley Wade lobs it over to the edge. A little bit of a head fake. The dish over to the left side. Raines, shot clock to eight. Here's Wade for three. Misses it. And rebound pulled down by Evangel. Wade in the game is over. No points. She's been out there for 16 minutes tonight. And back up with it will come. Evangel, the long three, is wide to the right side. And BC is going to come down with the basketball. 7:14 to go in the third quarter. Nicholson to Jacobs. Jacobs will drive, 14-footer, missed it. Mr. Rocker rebounds it down, and defender jumps on top of her, no foul. There's the foul. Okay, I did not hear a whistle or see the official on the other side. It's going to make the call, I think. There it is. It'll be the first foul by Roach. So they didn't get the foul call. And Benedictine is going to bring it in out on top. Jacobs. And we're going to have an offensive foul, a makeup foul against Benedictine. So the foul is going to be on Benedictine. We'll have to wait for him to put up on the board. It takes him a little bit of time. Third foul by Kyra. She played limited time in the opening quarter, picking up a second foul with just inside seven. And now Ms. Jaraka back out of the game again. So Kyra will exit the game. No points yet in the second half for her. Evangel with the basketball, trailing by one. They'll drive toward the baseline. Now cut across underneath, and the easy layup is missed. And coming in late, Riley Wade picks up another foul. So Wade collects the personal. Benedictine second of the second half. And coming to the free throw line will be Jazzy Kirby. Jazzy's up there 2-2 tonight. The first one here is in. 7 points, Jazzy Kirby. The scoreboard has never been able to get the numbers up on there. Now it's going to be gotten up there. Third foul on Wade. Second free throw. In and out, no good. Rebound to Benedictine. We are tied at 39. 6:40 to go in the third. BC up the floor with the basketball. Here's going to be Rain. She will go into the middle. The running 12-footer off the glass and good. Aaliyah Raines with 11. 41-39, Lady Raven. 6:27 to go in the third. Fowler with a back up top sign, running a little, what I would call a motion type offense. It's going to be Roach with it. Dumps it over to the left side. Working up from side to side around the top. It's going to be Barry. Skips it out high to Kirby. She'll work her way to the left side. Now we'll go down the left lane. Tries to play off the screen. Doesn't have a shot. Dumps it over to the outside. Running one handers up wildly. And missing for Barry. Benedictine with a basketball. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson. Inside 6 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with a basketball, leading it by a pair. BC will dribble it off on top. A win here would be a huge feather in the hat for the Lady Ravens this season. Turnaround shot in the lane. Rims around. No good. Grace Dixon followed up and missed. Rebounding it down is going to be Wade. And Watson contact in the middle. Let's see where this foul is going to go. Well, it must be against Evangel because they're all staying up at the Benedictine end of the floor. We're going to be a while seeing it come up on the scoreboard. Here we go. It'll be the second foul on Coffin. And the third Evangel foul of the second half. Or the third quarter, whichever way I suppose we should be looking at it. Ravens have a trouble getting it in. Finally, it'll come to Twyla, who's come back in. Twyla in the game loses the handle of the ball, reaches down between her ankles, able to pick it back up. Here's Bauman, comes out on top. Holly Kramer with it. Kramer drives all the way to the baseline, works it back into the lane, and she'll turn and spin and put up a shot, travel with the ball, and give it back. So Holly Kramer, Benedictine Jr. from Nemaha Central High School, going to be whistled for a turnover in Evangel. Back to the bench. Lila Watson is in. The freshman from right down the street here in Ozark, Missouri. 5:15 left and oh, a beautiful driving shot is up and good by Jazzy. She's got 9. Ties the game again at 41. And now Benedictine. Under the ball of the play, has it stolen, and an effort to get it back becomes another Benedictine foul. We're going to get a timeout. Coach Folsom asking for a TO. We're going to do it. Joseph, it's 5:08 to go in the third quarter here in Springfield. We've got quite a ladies' game. Benedictine and Evangel, we're all even at 41.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
We're back with you here in the Ashcroft Center on the Evans University campus in Springfield, Missouri. The ball will be put in play by Evans. And now the officials are going to get together. They had that whole time out to talk about things, and then they get ready to put the ball in play, and now they're going to discuss the way that they're going to run things. Hey, look at the conference standings right now. Central Methodist on top, 15-0, followed by Clark and Grandview at 14-2. Mid-America in fourth place at 12-4. Those are the teams right now who look like they would be getting home games in the conference postseason tournament. The inbound comes out on top, driving in, pass it back over to the right side. Evangel, little hook shot in the lane. It's going to be up and good. Lila Watson puts the Valor in front at 43-41. Benedict and Trenica by two. We go inside five to play third quarter. Reigns will have it on top. Starts left. In some traffic. Swings it back over to the right side to Allie Kramer. Kramer in the lane. Twisting and turning. Grace Dixon takes a lot of steps. Gets fouled. Benedictine getting a bit of a break there. She may well have traveled, but the officials are going to call the defensive foul. Out of the game for Evangel is going to go Kirby, and back in is going to come Roach. It'll be the second foul by Kirby, and BC at the free throw line. The shot? No. Grace Dixon unable to capitalize on the free throw opportunity. One more shot coming up for the 6'1 freshman out of Manhattan, Kansas. Second one, yeah, no, it's not going to go in either. Evangel with the board. Back up the floor. They have the ball, leading it by a pair. Benedictine at the free throw line tonight is, what, 2 of 5 now? Is that right? 4:20 to play in the third quarter. Evangel with the ball up two. Oh, a nice little move and the shake and the 15-footer in the bucket. Lila Watson with two more, and she is at 8. 45-41. And here's the goal the Ravens cannot allow. They can't allow this run by Evangel. Now here's the upcourt pass for Kramer. Left away from her and out of bounds. 4:01 to go, third quarter. Benedictine's led by as many as 5 here in the third quarter. Now Evangel leads 5-4. This equals the largest Evangel lead of the game. And now they're going to say Benedictine loses it out of bounds. It'll be Evangel basketball. So Evangel's on a bit of a run. They are on a, 11-2 run. Make that 13-2, and a free throw coming up. Could be 14-2. The bucket is good for Peyton Accord. The foul on Benedictine will put Peyton at the free throw line. It is the first foul by Twyla. Each team has committed 4, so we're shooting free throws for the rest of the quarter. Here comes Accord on its way. Nope. Rebound. It's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Benedictine basketball. So the free throw fails, and it is now 47-41. So Benedictine was in front, 39-34. So, yeah, 13-1 run right now. Ravens up floor with it. Here's Kramer, double-teamed in the backcourt, gets it over to Jacobs, brings it up to Kennedy. Nicholson goes 3, too strong. Rebound of Angel. It's going to be swept down by Watson, up the floor with Chisholm. Chisholm goes all the way to the left side, brings it off on top. Here's a long one, up and good for a big 2, a long 2 for Moore. And the Ravens taking a timeout. Moore has 6, Benedictine has found Evangel take a 15-1 run. Timeout of the court at 3:22 to go in the third. Valor 49, Ravens 41.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
on the road is always difficult, and even more so when you allow your opponent to get a little bit of a toehold. And right now, Benedictine is allowing that to Evangelist. The Lady Ravens are one of their last seven shots. They've turned it over three times in the last 3 minutes, five times in the last 5 minutes, haven't scored a point in about 3.5 minutes. And all of the meantime, Evangelist on a 15-1 run and an 11-0 run in the last minute 58. Back with you here in Springfield. Coming out of the timeout, BC with a basketball and going to have to find their offense. 3 minutes to go in the third. And the Lady Ravens trail by 8 now. Here's a running shot from the left side. Kyra for 2. Ravens are going to break that skid. 49-43. Out on top. Here's a 3-point shot. Missed. Offensive board by Accord. She goes back up strong with a follow shot, ends up on the floor, and I suspect they're going to call a blocking foul on Benedictine, and it is going to put Peyton Accord at the free throw line. Remember Peyton? She's a hometown grad of Parkview High School. Third foul of the game for Jennifer Jacobs, and Accord's free throw is unsuccessful. JJ with her third foul. Benedictine now a team foul 5 in the third quarter. One more shot coming up for Peyton Accord. It is up and barely draws iron. It's going to be rebounded down off the front. Now the feed's going to come to Nicholson, who goes in, gets fouled by Sadie Chisholm. So Chisholm will pick up her first foul tonight. Nicholson coming to the line for the Lady Ravens. Kennedy having a really nice game. 11 at halftime, now at 14. Couple of free throws coming here, and still 2:44 to play in the third. The shot is good. The sophomore from Goddard, Kansas. One more shot coming up. Sends it up. It's a little too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Jacobs. So Jennifer Jacobs comes up with it. It is 49-44. BC goes over to the right side. Jacobs had it, lost it, turns it over, and the layup on the other end by Chisholm for 2. So Benedictine immediately turns the ball over, and the Valor turned that advantage into points. 51-44. 2:19 left. Then the Ravens with another turnover. Left side, the left-handed layup is going to be good for Kirby. 53-44. Largest lead of the night is now 9 for Evangel. BC up court with it. Kramer goes back left side. Riley Wade to Aaliyah Kramer. Allie goes in, dumps it over to Jacobs. Minute 45, 9 on the shot clock to go here in the third. Kramer kicks it right side. Back over the right, 4 seconds. Here's the long range shot, well short. Rebound it back down is going to be Jenkins. And we're going to get the foul call. Jennifer Jenkins will come to the free throw line. Tonight, she has only 2 points and is 0-for-1 at the line. Benedictine accustomed to getting more points than that out of her. And Evangel's going to make 1, now 2. Now Brynn in a third substitution. Sophie Sparks is coming back in. Micah Clayton is back in. Also, Gia Moore. First free throw, nope. One more for Jennifer Jacobs. Benedict into the free throw line tonight, struggling a bit. That one is perfect. Here comes Evangel. Baseline shot. Nope. Nicholson rebounds it down. It is 53-45. And we're at 1.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Driving down the finger roll. It's up and good. Nicholson for 2 more. 53-47. Evangel over to the left side. 1:15 to go in the third. Driving into the lane. Stopping. Slip of the foot. No job of calling. It's going to be Lexi Berry. Out on top it goes to Kirby. Kathy Kirby ran to the right side. Looking in from the wing, plays off the screen, starts toward the baseline, back out on top, shot clock's at 8. Here comes Micah Clayton, falling away, off the window, no good. Offensive rebound underneath, the ball is loose on the board, taken away. Misty Rocket, here comes Benedictson, coming Nicholson, goes right side. The shot, missed, rebound BC. That was a bad shot by Wade. She got way underneath the rim, did not gauge her speed or her distance well, and the Ravens failed to score, but they're going to keep the ball, bring it back out on top. 30 seconds to go in the third. Back out on top, Nicholson. She drives right, crosses over behind her back, and the defender knocks it to the floor, and there's the foul. Ron doesn't like it, but both players ended up on the ground from the contact. And now we've got Chansey Kirby coming over and explaining to the official, she pushed me down. 27 seconds to go in the half, or in the third quarter, 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kennedy Nicholson at the free throw line for a pair here. First one, yes. One more shot coming up for Kennedy, 5'6" sophomore. And I'll look it over and send it on its way. Gets it. 53-49. So Benedictson down 9, a moment ago, has cut that gap to 4. Evangel walks it up the floor. Slides down the right side, Lexi Berry. Berry, skip pass right side. That's going to be Accord with it. Starts in, dumps back to the right, 15. Kirby has it out on top with 12. Around to the left side with 10. Driving into the lane. A big collision. And what is the foul call going to be? It is going to be on Benedictson's Allie Kramer. No. It is going to be on Evangelist Lexi Berry. How about that? That was a great job. All right, BC to not give up the shot. Now, Lady Ravens have got 7 seconds to get this thing up the court. Here comes Kramer. Drives down with 5. Top of the key with 4. Hits it back behind her. Reigns. The long-range shot off the rim. 3/4 done. We go to the fourth in Springfield, Missouri. Women's college basketball. Evangel 53. Benedictson 49.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, Evangel scored 15 points in the opening quarter, and then they have scored 19 in both the second and third quarters. Benedictson 17 in the first, and thank you, miss. 17 in the first, 19, and then only 13 third quarter points for the Lady Ravens. Evangel continues to be led in scoring by Chansey Kirby with 11, Micah Clayton right near her with 10 for Benedictson. How about this? 19 points so far tonight for Kennedy Nicholson. Lady Ravens shooting percentage is slowly creeping up, but Evangel has not dipped any at all. Matter of fact, from halftime to the end of three quarters, they have lost 1/10 of a point in shooting percentage, down 56-4. Evangel 22 of 39, 56-4, Benedictson 18 of 42. 42%. For Benedictson, what has gotten them back into the game is perimeter shooting, and even though their percentage is low at 5 of 16, Evangel's not an outside shooting team. They don't want to shoot them outside. They don't shoot them from the outside. And as a result, their buckets are twos, not threes. The ball comes in here at midcourt. Evangel has it, and we're underway. Fowler leading at 53-49 as we begin the fourth quarter. Women's college basketball for the guys game coming up after this one at about 7:30. Evangel top sign, that's going to be Clayton. Dumps it over to the left edge to Roach. She works toward the top, pulls up her dribble, goes over again to Clayton. Long cross-court pass. Kirby shoots too strong. Rebound is on the floor. Kyra on the ground, covers it up like a linebacker covering up a fumble. Now the shot clock goes off when they're scrumming for the ball, and that ought to be a shot clock violation. No, they're going to call it a jump ball. So it goes to Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens with the possession arrow. They're going to be putting it in play for the backcourt, and as they have all night long, Evangel's going to press on the inbound. Evangel likes to apply that pressure on the inbound play, and it'll be Jennifer Jacobs bringing it in on the right side. Here comes into rain. She'll lob it into the forecourt to Kyra. Kyra over to the right side. Here's Riley Wade with it. She'll dribble toward the top. Gives it over to Kyra. That's a really long jump shot. Way off the mark. And a rebound. Cleared down by Evangel. Kyra shooting from that range. Probably not her wheelhouse. And we're a minute gone in the fourth quarter. Still 53-49. Evangel up four. Back out on top is going to be Jazzy Kirby. Over to the left to Roach. Alexis cuts to the right side. Out on top and come to Accord. Over to the right to Barry. 8:50 to go, 7 on the shot clock. Evangel's burning a lot of time. That's what they want to do. Comes out on top with 3. Here's a shot at the buzzer. Wide right. Offensive rebound underneath the court. It's slapped away. Picked up by Benedictine. Coming up with it is going to be Kramer. She's bumped, nearly knocked to the ground. Bumped again. Still no foul. We're 8.5 to go. Driving in, feeding the shot, traveling call. So Kramer not getting any help or not using any help, one or the other, doing it all on her own. Gets into the middle, turns it over with a travel, and Benedictine getting no points out of that possession. Out of the game, Mr. Rocca, and back in for Benedictine will come 6-1, Grace Dixon. Evangel up court with it, 8:20 to play. Here's a straightaway 3, no, offensive board, up and rolling in. Micah Clayton with 12. 55-49. Benedictine back down by a half dozen. 8 minutes to play in the game. Crane's right side. Comes out on top, Jacobs. Between the circles, Riley Wade. At the free throw line for Benedictine, it's going to be Grace. She goes into the lane, puts a shot up, gets fouled. Right now, Benedictine's got Mr. Rocca on the far side. She is putting a wrap on her leg at the end of the bench. We've got Kennedy Nicholson coming back into the game. We're going to have Twyla Harris Quillow coming back into the game. And also, returning to the floor for Benedictine will be Michaela Bauman. At the free throw line for BC, 6'1 freshman from Manhattan, Kansas, Grace Dixon. Grace coming up here with 4 points. She's 0-for at the free throw line and continues to be in that one. Not very close. She had 4 points in the opening quarter, has not scored since. One more shot coming up for Dixon. Sends it on its way. It rolls around and it goes in. 5 for Grace. 55-50. 7:45 to go. Now the coast-to-coast drive. What a shot! And then Dixon reaches in, commits an error, a freshman mistake, picking up a foul and giving him a plus one. So Grace Dixon collects her second foul of the game and the first foul of the fourth quarter by Benedictine. And an opportunity here for Lexi Berry to complete the three-point play, which she does. Nice trip up the court, making it 58-50. Benedictine trailing the Valor by 8 at 7:40 to go. Back up court, it's going to be Rain. Right side, Nicholson. Kennedy goes on top, gets doubled up. Skips it over to the right side. Rain slips to the middle. Now we'll drive across underneath. Gets run into, and there's a blocking foul on Micah Clayton. I've got Micah for 2. It will be Evangel team foul 2. BC putting it in play at the baseline. They'll reset the shot clock to 20. Nicholson way out top side to Twyla. Here's Quill with the basketball near the top. Goes to the left. kicked it back behind her. Gets it there to Bauman. Off the right block, Dixon. Out on top once again, Nicholson. To Dixon. And a pass down low. Dixon gets pushed. This is the pass. And Ravens with another turnover. And now you got Clayton complaining to the official. Both Clayton and Dixon think the other one is beating the other one up. 7 minutes to go. 58-50 Evangel. There go top side, back left side, Jazzy Kirby. Kirby has their skip pass stolen by the Ravens. Bauman coming up with a steal. So give him a Keela. That interception, BC down court. Nicholson with it on top. 6:45 to go in the game. Clock rolling fast, and the Ravens down 8. I got the ground to make up. Back and in, Nicholson twisting, turning, putting it up off the window and missed it. Rebound going to be cleared away by Evangel. Outlet guard pass up the floor. Going to be stolen back by Aaliyah Raines. Great job by Raines to get into the backcourt. Come up with that loose basketball. Here comes Benedictic. Nicholson with it again up top side. Heels in the center circle on 6:15 to go with the game. Twyla over to the right side to Raines. Looking in. Dribbles in herself. Goes to the baseline. Falls back. Misses the layup. Gets her on rebound. Gets thrown to the floor. And there's going to be the Evangel foul. It's going to be, I suspect, on Clayton. 6:05 to go in the game. 3 fouls by Micah Clayton. And it'll be Evangel team foul 3 in the fourth quarter. Ravens bringing it in again. Their offensive end. Here's Raines to Nicholson. BC being very patient, but ultimately they're going to have to score some points. 5:55 to go. The pass out on top to Dixon. Dixon missed it. Had to chase it down out on top. Nicholson goes in. Shot no good. And we're going to have an opposite foul on Kennedy. Yep. Nicholson whistled for her second foul of the game. It's still 58-50. 5:46 to go. Yeah, the team has put anything on the board in rather a while now. Evangel back up the floor. Sadie Chisholm comes back in. Over to Lila Watson. Top side is going to go to Coffin. They want a little backdoor pass. Can't get it. Top side to get to Chisholm. Has batted away. Stolen by Michaela. Here comes Bauman. She's one-on-one. Goes all the way to the rack. Misses the layup. And I got a call for a travel. The defender reached in. I thought it fouled her. But the official over there called the travel. Now Raines will come out of the game for Benedictson. So as Raines comes out, Riley Wade is in. Dixon, Bauman, Harris Quillow, Kramer, Nicholson. 5:10 to go. Evangel has the ball. They've got an 8-point lead. And the clock is getting away from the Lady Ravens here tonight. Here's a running shot on the other end. Off the window and good. It is now 60-50 for the first time tonight. A double-digit lead. Driving in. The shot up missed by Benedictson and Allie Kramer, but she gets fouled. That layup a minute ago, if you're keeping your scorebook at home, 6 points for Alexis Roach, and at the line, Allie Kramer. First one's good. The foul on Gia Moore, by the way. It'll be the fourth team foul of the fourth quarter. Those two free throws, both of them are good, are the first 2 points for Allie Kramer tonight, coming at 4:51 to go in the game. It is now 60-52. 4:40 to go. Evangel's going to probably look to be patient, get a good shot, some kind of a high percentage look. 10 on the shot clock. They'll go baseline, little baseline runner, high off the glass, a good, well done by Sadie Chisholm. And we have an Evangel timeout. Taking a break at 4:28 to go. Valor 62, Benedictine 52.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msenews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hey, we're in the Ashcroft Center on the Evangel campus in Springfield, Missouri. 4 minutes and 28 seconds of play in the ladies' game. And Benedictine with the basketball in trouble, down 10. Welcome back, everybody. 62-52 Evangel in front. Benedictine will feed into the lane. Jacobs back out on top. It'll come to Wade. Misiraka, Jacobs, Wade, Kramer, Nicholson of the Lady Raven 5. And Benedictine again taking a lot of time. We're down to single digits from the shot clock. They're going to have to get away some quicker shots than that. Now the pass is going to be slapped away. Here comes Evangel down the court. Breakaway, layup good. That might have been the final straw right there. Is 8 points for Gia Moore. Ravens down a dozen, 64-52. It's only 3:50 to go. And again, Benedictine, so slow to get 8 points on the board. We're going to have an Evangel foul on this trip up. And free throws coming here. It looks like it's going to be Riley Wade coming to the free throw line. Remember a moment ago that Allie Kramer at 4:17 got her first points of the game. Well, we're still waiting for Riley Wade's first points of the game. And still waiting as the first free throw is not good. That is the third foul tonight for Gia Moore. But in spite of a number of players for Evangel, three fouls, nobody's going to foul out here tonight. Second free throw also no good. And Wade continues to be scoreless. Now she'll have it down to the baseline, kick it over. Misiraka, jump shot. Nope. Rebound, Evangel, and Benedictine unable to score. Outlet on the other end. The feedback across, the running layup, and a block. A foul is going to be called on Kyra, her fourth. Misiraka extremely frustrated with that foul call. And at 3:34 to go in the game, the Evangel team all smiles out of the court, coming to the free throw line. For Benedictine, Wade exits the floor and back in the Lady Ravens senior. It's going to be Aaliyah Reigns. Compton at the free throw line. Hasn't had a free throw yet tonight. Her first one. It's good. 5 points now for Alexis Compton, the senior from Wichita out of Mays High School. Second free throw. Yeah, two get them both. And Evangel pulling away now, leading it by a 66-52 margin. 3.5 to go. BC held close for a half. Went into the locker room. 36-34. Here's a feed to the right side. Misiraka mishandles it. Doesn't get a good look. It's shot away. Puts it up, missed it. Fortunately for Benedictine, she got fouled. It will come to the line and an opportunity to get at least a couple of points here. Going to be three fouls now on Roach. Kyra's free throw is good. Benedictine in the fourth quarter, 4 points in the quarter, only free throws in their 4 of 8. This one is not good. 4 of 9 in the fourth quarter. Has not hit a field goal in the fourth. Can't come back from 14 down without hitting something from the floor. Now the Ravens are going to throw it away. Here comes Evangel, 3:10 left. Down the right side with it is going to be Roach. She'll come out on top. Coach Beverly of Evangel on his feet, telling his team, all right, let's get a little patient here, make some good decisions. 3 minutes to go. That's a good decision. Driving to baseline and laying it in. Alexis Roach has 8. 68-53. Benedictine now trailing by 15 and 2:50 to go. Evangel will get his 11th win of the year, go to 500 here tonight. Reigns comes over to the right side to Nicholson. Again, BC taking all the time in the world to feed right side to Jacobs, and nice layup. Jennifer Jacobs up to 5 points now. 68-55, BC taking a timeout. We'll see what they're going to do with the last 2.5 minutes of the ball game as we've got a timeout of the court. It's Evangel 68, Benedictine 55.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, the Benedictine men's team is over here in the foyer, if you will, kind of getting ready to come out. It'll be the guys' game coming up after this one. We're expecting perhaps around a 7:30 tip-off for that. I'm thinking it's going to be pretty close. So, Benedictine and Evangel men's game before too long. Lady Ravens right now watching opportunities at a postseason appearance in the conference tournament slipping out of their fingers. The Heart of America invites the top 8 of the 14 teams in the conference to the postseason to battle for a conference berth in the national tournament, but the Lady Ravens not right now in a position to be in that tournament and not gaining any ground here tonight. And after tonight, it's going to be hard to believe only 4 games left in the regular season. How about that? We're in February. Kennedy Nicholson's mowed down and she's maybe hurt. Nicholson gets to her feet out near midcourt, hobbles down the court. Somebody just absolutely blew her up. That was crazy. Nicholson on one leg, hopping across the floor. They're not going to slow the game down for it. Evangel will drive in, back out on top. 3 on the shot clock. Here goes the jumper. It's good. Now the official is going to stop the game. Clayton has 14. And Nicholson on one leg hops off the court. Kennedy Nicholson. The one Lady Raven having a huge night tonight at 19 points. It is now 70-55, and we're inside 2 to go. BC comes topside. Wade is out there with Kramer, Ms. Uraka, Rain, and Jacobs. Here's a 3 on its way and good. Aaliyah Raines with 14. 70-58 in 1.5 minutes to go. Over to the right side. How about Evangel? They are 7 of their last 7. That's how it's going for them. And this one is off the rim twice. Doesn't go in. It breaks that streak. Here comes Benedictine. BC down court. Out on top. Brain, the senior. Right side, Mr. Rocca. Out on top, Jacobs. She'll launch a 3. Hits the back of the rim, and it's going to be well off the mark. And the rebound is going to be swept down by Evangel's Alexis Coffin. Coffin goes at a cross court. She looks very angry out on the floor with 1 minute to play. She'll walk back up toward the top. Coffin hands it left side. Roach. She'll go from 17. Nope. Rebound. Batted away. It's out of bounds to Benedictine. 43 seconds to go. 70-58. Benedictine. Only 22 points in the second half for the Lady Ravens. And the shooting percentage for BC is down to 40%. Here's a little turnaround jumper. Nope. For Kyra. And out of bounds. Benedictine basketball. 24 seconds left in the game. Taking her time, strolling to the other end of the court. Alec Kramer is going to be bringing it in. BC looking, comes right side, Ms. Jiraka, back to Kramer. Turns and shoots and can't hit a point-blank layup. But they're going to say after the shot, the defender comes in a little bit late, commits the foul, and they're going to put her at the line for 2. So an opportunity here for Alec Kramer. Allie did not score until 4:17 to go in the game. She hit a couple of free throws. Now she's going to get 2 more so she can add 2 points. First one, no. Keeping your book at home, that is the third foul tonight for Evangelos Sadie Chisholm. Second free throw, yes. So Kramer has three. And Evangel taking a timeout. Coach Beverly going to try to decide what to do with his team. With 20 seconds to go in the ball game, we got a timeout. Evangel 70, Benedict 59.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Final 20 seconds. Comes into the right side and down to the baseline. Clayton. She'll put up a quick jump shot. No. BC up the floor. Rain. Goes right side. Kramer. Lobs it left. Jacob spins, turns, shoots, scores. Nicely done, JJ. Evangel is going to have to hurry up if they're going to score again. They're going to hold it in the backcourt. Can't get it up the floor. Final score tonight. Evangel 70. Benedictson 61. And we'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
We'll be here in the Ashcroft Center, where tonight, in the ladies' game, it was Evangel knocking off Benedictson 70-61. Scoring recap of the ball game: first bump for Evangel. It was 14 tonight for Micah Clayton. Double figures as well for Jazzy Kirby with 11 and 10 for Alexis Roach. It drops down to Lila Watson with 8, half a dozen for Patton Accord and Gia Moore and Alexis Coffin. 5 tonight, Lexi Berry for Sadie Chisholm. For Benedictson, great night for Kennedy Nicholson. She did not score in the fourth quarter and left the game with a little limp, but she had a great outing, 19 tonight for Benedictson in their loss. Also, double figures for the Ravens, Aaliyah Raines, 14-11 for Kyra Misuraca. Dropping dramatically then, Jennifer Jacobs with 7, 3 for Allie Kramer, 3 for Grace Dixon, and 2 for Twyla Carasquillo. Benedictson falls up 7-15 and 4-12 at a conference. Evangel goes to 500, 11-11 and 10-7. Guys are out of the court warming up. We'll be back to bring you the men's game next. Again, Lady Ravens drop the opener. We'll return here in about 20 minutes or so. In the meantime, we're going to kick you back to that Care Radio Sports Studio, where Joseph has it all well in hand.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.